हाँ दिस इज अ डिक्टेशन फॉर फे कार्टर, FAYCARTER. फे कार्टर, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 9/22/1958, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 5/13/2022, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 10/17/2022. सॉरी, द डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 10/11/2022. एंड the symptoms a patient reports is a headaches that are occupying the front and the back of the head at the level of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain and upper back pain is 8. Lower back pain is 9. No radiation of the pain is reported this time. Pain level varies from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. And the patient does inform 40% improvement in the pain level, while ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood and work and sleep at 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, walking ability is affected 7, and enjoyment of life is affected 7, and relationship with other people is affected 6. In the neurology and psych, patient reports headaches and difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and there's no anxiety, depression, panic, no loss of memory, and there's no confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, along with pain in the lower back, neck and shoulder, and the hip. No difficulty walking is reported. And GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing, none of them are reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the following: the blood pressure is 140/82, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination comes from the previous visit, which is dated 9/15/2022. Dictation number is 0918-046. And diagnosis will be the same. Plan of care is to continue, first of all, balancing her blood pressure. She came previously with a high blood pressure. That was her procedures for lumbar epidural was postponed till blood pressure was managed. And apparently the patient is now seeing a doctor, primary care, for the blood pressure management. She's referred to chiropractic treatment and acupuncture also to continue. Physical therapy continues to the neck and lower back and shoulder, and sacroiliac joint bilaterally with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is advised to do some home therapy, including hot water treatment, jacuzzi. Patient is disability, housework, and transportation help. She is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, L level 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours, 50 tablets. Other than that, the patient is stable. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and new labs have been ordered. And the patient will be seen in 30 days' time, and she will also be scheduled for her procedure. Thank you.